All right, it's another episode of the podcast, Your Fundraising Secrets with Emmanuel. So, bootstrapping. What is bootstrapping? Actually, over the years of my entrepreneurial journey, I came to discover that there are 6 ways you can fund your business. Right? Probably you may think that the only source of funds for your business, for your idea, is loan or grants, and that's all. But actually, I've been able to come up with 6 different sources of funds for your business as an entrepreneur. So, number 1 is bootstrapping. Number 2 is crowdfunding. Number 3 is grants. Number 4 is startup accelerators. Number 5 is equity. And number 6 is loans. But however, in this podcast, I want to focus on bootstrapping. Bootstrapping, actually, as a source of funds for business, for entrepreneurs, is kind of underrated in some ways. So some people, it's a general norm, when entrepreneurs want to raise funds, you know, for your idea, for your business, you tend to look out, who is that investor that will invest? Where is that organization that will pump thousands of dollars into my business, into my ideas? Well, I want to tell you and I want to make you know that for real, you can raise funds for your business, for your idea, without looking up to somebody else, like some external personalities. So you can raise funds for your business internally all by yourself, and that's what bootstrapping entails. So bootstrapping means you are raising funds by yourself. You are looking inwards. What can I do? How do I leverage on my minimal resources to fund my business? And I want to give 10 ways you can bootstrap for your business. 10 ways you can bootstrap for your business. Number 1, you can start a blog. So we are in a digital world. And whenever anybody wants to search for an information, we go to Google Street. Are you aware that whatever answers Google gives to you, right? These are articles of bloggers all over the world. And the more searches you get, the more traffic they will have and the more money they will make. So you can start a blog. Number 2, you can start a YouTube channel, right? So YouTube right now is I call YouTube the largest university in the world. I even prefer it to Google in some instances. So whenever you want to get practical steps on how to do something, you just go on YouTube and boom, you get series of materials, video materials that experts in various fields have compiled, right? So you can start a YouTube channel so that when people go there, they search for a particular keyword, your article, your video article pops up and you make your money. Number 3, right here, I'm on Anchor right now. You can start a podcast, and I recommend Anchor specifically. So, and that's because Anchor does a kind of magic behind the scenes. So they help you distribute your podcast across various global platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and the likes. Number 4, you can package a digital product like an ebook, like an audiobook, and sell on global platforms like Amazon Kindle, like PayHelp, like Barnes and Nobles, like Google Play Books, and you make money cash on demand that you can use to implement that big idea. Number five, you can make a digital design and list on Amazon Merch, list on platforms like Teespring, like Redbubbles, like Printful, and they do the print on demand. They take care of all the logistics. All they need is your design that they will put on the t-shirt, and boom, you are making money whenever your designs are ordered and the company, you know, prints that your design on their t-shirt and they ship it to the customers, and you are making your money. Number six, you can sell a property that you are not in use of again. You can sell maybe your wristwatch, you have gold, you have some electronics that you know are not too useful. You can sell. That's a way to bootstrap. Number seven, you can start digital marketing. So you can start running Facebook ads for companies, Instagram ads, and you'll be making money. Number eight, if you have a cab, you don't need to, I won't advise you to sell the cab, but you can actually make money through platforms like Uber, like Lyft. You list your vehicles, and whenever people place orders, you pick them up and you make your money at your convenience. Number nine, you list your home on platforms like Airbnb. You rent your home daily, weekly, monthly. You rent your home and you make money. And then lastly, if you have any skill, like you are a graphics designer, whatever skill you have, you are a website designer, you can list on platform like Fiverr, right? So people connect with you from all over the world, and boom, you are making money. And when you are able to do any, you know, any, you can do one or more of these things. And even to add, you can start up a laundromat. There are a couple of other services: gardening, teaching, making video courses on Udemy. And come on, you have no excuse. You have to start up that idea, start up that business. Don't say, one thing is, bootstrapping helps you, because when later on you want to raise bigger funds from investors, they will trust you because you believe in that business, that idea, enough that you are willing to invest your own personal funds in it. You can go and read up about Airbnb, how they started a cereal company, which they were able to use to fund the Airbnb business. And that came in handy when they were about to get into the startup accelerators, Y Combinator. So yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening.